the reversals are breathtaking. The so-called left or liberal positions of the 1960s, you know, up to the 1980s and stuff, would have been jubilant upon entering the Capitol building, right? In the so-called, like, January 6th insurrectionist style, that would have been the crowning achievement of those who describe themselves as left and liberal back in, you know, the previous iteration of what it meant to be left liberal, right? And this shows you the power of the Jew, money, power, to totally reverse whole sections of, to completely control the minds of whole subsections of our society. And now the liberal leftist position is, how dare you enter the sanctity of the hall, those hallowed halls of Congress. Those people are so good in there. And you threaten democracy, they say, says the so-called left liberal. Now, the position is, don't you dare go into that government. Don't you dare question the government. Don't you question Big Pharma. They're there to help you, says the left liberal. And that's why we always have to put scare quotes when we talk about these fucking douchebags who are going around claiming that they're good liberal people by championing, cheering on the CIA and the FBI and the United States government and every war that the Jewish media tells you is a just war this time, you know. Wait a second. The position of the left liberal, so-called left liberal, was a lot closer to what it was a lot closer back in the 1960s and 70s and even 80s and 50s, 1950s. It was a lot closer to being what it actually is, certainly, than it is today. The left liberals today was coming out with, they are not coming out with anything. Nobody's coming out with any. Nobody's ideas are their own ideas. The Jewish media simply puts the idea in your head, and you think, oh, liberal, oh, conservative, oh, left wing, oh, right wing, whatever you are. You think that these ideas are your ideas. That's what the Jewish academia and the Jewish media do. Yeah, they get you to think that the ideas that you have in your head are your ideas, you know. Oh, yes. Oh, how dare those people go into the Capitol building. First of all, it doesn't matter what party you're on. The disdain for government is a universal concept at this point. It's, you know, generally, there'll be some vacillation across party lines, but in general, since the Bush era, the Bush II era, right, there's been a sharp downturn in the approval rating for everybody in Congress across the board. Doesn't matter if you're left or right. When you poll the American people, they said the government sucks. It's the lowest rating, Congress, something like in the single digits sometimes. It vacillates between 9% of the people think that they're doing a good job versus 91% of them saying, get these bums out of here. But since Orange Man bad, well, it's the Jews had an easy time just reversing it. How dare you question the government? How dare you question Pfizer? You do whatever Pfizer tells you to because they're sponsoring all of the news programs, most of the major sporting events. So if it's the Super Bowl, it's brought to you by Pfizer. If it's the morning news, it's brought to you by Pfizer. Pfizer has outpaced even the weapons business in terms of maximum numbers of dollars into the pockets of maximum numbers of Congress persons and maximum numbers of media officials. They're just bribing and blackmailing everybody. Oh no, says the liberal. How dare you question Pfizer, the company that got the largest criminal fine like 10, 12 years ago for lying about results and bribing government officials to push the poison on their people. No, we have to trust them, you know. So the reversals are staggering, staggering. It would have been the left liberals who would have been cheering on anybody, massive numbers of people breaking their way into the Capitol building. It would have been the left liberals cheering it on. But the reversals in our society are breathtaking. And now you got Trump. He's Mr. Reversals himself. And all those scumbags down at the Pam Bondi and Cash Patel down at the Justice Department and the FBI. And every day they're telling us about these big drug busts. It's just one big drug bust after another. To distract us from the fact that everybody's saying, yeah, I know, where's the Epstein files? Where's the Epstein files? No, no Epstein files, but a lot of big drug busts happening. Yeah, but drug, pay no attention to Epstein, says Pam Bondi and Cash Patel. The FBI directors are not talking about the Israeli intelligence operation called Jeffrey Epstein. It was a partnership between the Israeli Mossad and the FBI, ran Jeffrey Epstein's international child sex entrapment network for the elite. Yeah, and normally, and here's how you know. Normally those Jewish rats who own and control your mind by owning and controlling ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, those Jewish rats, okay, those Jewish rats who every thinking person knows the truth, they control the media because they own it. So they own it, they control it, they set the agenda, they tell everybody what to say. And most of the people there don't even have to be told what to say that are on those networks. They already know the protocols. They know exactly what they need to do. They've seen so many examples of those who don't do what they do getting promptly removed by the Jews who own MSNBC, CBN, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, Fox, you know. The Jews who own those, and the Jews who control, total control, the entire narrative is rigidly iron grip. Jews have an iron grip on the minds of those poor, stupid, dumbed down souls that still watch that horse shit called TV. So fewer and fewer people are actually watching that dog shit because they're all dying from the shots. Yeah. So the TV, which is nothing more than the Jews who own the networks, right? The financial Jewish financial cartels who own it and control it. They're killing off their own audience. They don't care. That's the agenda. All the corporate heads know that their mission as the heads of the giant corporations is not to make money for the stockholders. It's to push the agenda. And what is that agenda? Jewish supremacy, basically. That's the agenda. That's what our country is based on. The transference of the capital from goyim, non-Jews, to Jews. The making of laws to protect this one group, Jews only. Nobody's making laws that say you can't, you have to worship the, you know, nobody's putting up black slavery museums throughout the United States, but there's Holocaust museums going up everywhere, right? During the Republican debates, it was, what is his name, Kasich? John Kasich, I think, was his name. I think he was from, where was Kasich from? Some Midwest, maybe Indiana, maybe Wisconsin, somewhere around there, Chicago, Illinois, somewhere around there. and during his presidential run, when all the presidential candidates are there having a presidential debate, the debate of the candidates debate, you know? And he said, he proudly announced that he was responsible in his state for not only putting one or two Holocaust museums, but count them, three Holocaust museums. Ron Kasich was responsible for making sure that that he provided for his sis. Three, right? And then all the Republican scumbags, I mean, candidates, they were all scrambling around and, oh my God, he's got three Holocausts. And so I think it was maybe Rubio thinking, well, maybe I'll have five. I'll put five Holocaust museums, you know? And then the other candidates, you just know they're thinking in their heads, you know, maybe 10 Holocaust museums, you know, and it becomes like an arms race, like one to outdo the other. How many Holocaust museums you're going to put in your state, right? I'll put in 1,000 Holocaust museums. Just give me the money, Jew boy, so I can have power, personal power. That's it. 1,000. Hey, listen. If you want to get all that Jew money, right, and you're an unprincipled piece of shit, like pretty much every politician is in the United States, all you have to do is go to AIPAC and say, "I'm going to put in 100 all Holocaust museums. I'll put in a Holocaust museum on every street corner, and I'll mandate that every child has to spend at least 10 hours a week down at the Holocaust Museum, and that child has to be in tears as the Holocaust holograms tell their stories." "Yes," some old woman sitting in a chair. "Yes, Mengele was so mean. He touched me in the wrong place. I took my mommy's diamond rings, and I would have to eat it because those Nazi guards would to take it. I would have to eat the diamond for years, my years. And I would shit the diamond, and I would have to sift through the stool to get the diamond out, to eat it again." I mean, these are some of the stories that you're going to get when you go down to the Holocaust Museum about the young girl who had to eat the diamonds and then shit them and then eat them again. I'd be like, "Excuse me, do you wipe the diamonds off before you eat them, or you just let it dry and you kind of flick it off?" So we're fucked. Trump comes into office. Everybody says on day one, the Kennedy files are going on day one. Epstein, the list is going to be out there on day one. Floyd will stop on day one. You know, well, it's going to be day 100, and all that's going on is another war for Israel. Yeah, more weapons for Israel. 35,000 2,000-pound bombs to kill the innocent children. Innocent Palestinian kids over there, and it's an Israeli-centric government. There's only one issue: is Israel, war for Israel. That's one thing that they're united about: war for Israel. That's one good thing. But helping out the elderly Americans, no. Education for the children, there's no plans there. Infrastructural development? No. How could... We don't have the money. Got to give it to the Jews so they could kill kids. That's what this country is based on. Killing children in the name of Jew. The Jew. The Jew money. It's all about that. It's about the Jewish money. If they didn't have the money, no one would give a shit about it. Get lost. But they got the money. That's why everybody does what the Jews tell them to do, because they got the money. And that's it. Certainly not because we love their ideology, because their ideology is a piece of shit. All right? So good luck, folks.